Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey guys, it's the Hollywood Life Podcast. I am here with my co-anchor, Ali Stagnita. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Bonnie. So excited about our guest today. We're talking about some really important things here on the Hollywood Life Podcast, and she's here to share just how important it is when it comes to conserving wildlife, taking care of our earth, and spreading that message. So, Bonnie, I will let you introduce our guest today.
Well, I'm very excited to introduce her too. She's a very special guest, and she's got a very special book to talk about. So everybody welcome Jenna Bush Hagar. She is the co-host of the Today Show with Hoda and Jenna. And she's got a fantastic new book for kids called The Wonderful World of Blue. Welcome, Jenna.
Hi, how are y'all?
Great. We're so excited to talk with you today about Wonderful World of Blue, this ebook in partnership with Dawn. So just to kick it off today, tell us a little bit about why it made so much sense to you to partner with Dawn to release this ebook that's going to be free of charge for anybody to download.
Yeah, well, when Dawn came to me and said that they were wanting to write a children's book to raise awareness in conjunction with two really awesome conservation organizations, the International Bird Rescue and the Marine Mammal Center, and really spread the word that kids can do incredible things to save our planet, I was totally in, because I feel like books are a really important way to start conversation. And this is a fun book to read, but it's also all about, there's little tiny nuggets of information and tips that kids can do to really, to make a big difference in our environment. And I thought that that was something I wanted to be part of.
Well, it really is terrific. You are a mom of three young kids, and I'm a mom of four kids. Ali, not yet, but you know, it is
a time.
Yes, we're going to give her a little time.
I did. I just got engaged last week, so we have time.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
But Ali, you can look forward to also to this is to reading, you know, this book. It's got wonderful pictures, wonderful drawings, and it's about kids and kind of like a family learning about how to keep like the ocean and waterways and just the environment in general clean, and also to help protect the animals and the sea life that live there. And as Jenna said, through these tips all through the story that you follow.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that's important, you know, that there's these little tips that kids can actually put to use. I mean, I think sometimes we forget how awesome kids are and what a big difference they can make. But also, more than that, I've read it to my kids. It's a fun story. It's something that they will enjoy reading. And my littlest, who is three, keeps saying blue, blue. And I think it's because he wants me to read it again, which I feel like is a great sign of something that hopefully many, many will read.
Well, and as you said, like the tips are really practical. Because, you know, you tell a story about children and they're walking on the way to the beach and they see a fishing rod and it's all tangled in like a little river or a babbling brook on the way. And they realize, hey, that could like, fish could get caught in that and the hook could catch them. So let's just pull it right out. It's right by the side of the water. Like, you know, really practical tips for kids to how they can make a difference just through like little everyday things.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, I think sometimes we feel like we have to make huge changes in order to save the world. But if every single kid, if every single family did just small things, like you just mentioned, picking up our trash, recycling, using less plastic, little things all together will make the biggest difference. And I think that that was sort of the message, that it doesn't matter how old you are, how big you are, you can be empowered to change the world.
Now, why did Dawn want to do this book? Because they've long been associated with doing wonderful rescue of sea life and beach life after oil spills. Why was it really important to them?
You just answered your own question. That's exactly why. You know, I think Dawn, you know, has given more to wildlife than many organizations, you know, and that's what they want to do. They wanted to be part of the solution. And so I feel like in a time when, you know, we need that, we need somebody that's going to be part of the solution, I wanted to be part of it. You know, we all know that little Dawn commercial with the baby chick and the Dawn bottle. And, you know, it's been used for years. The product has for many, many years because it's gentle enough to help save these animals. So it's like, that's not enough. They also wanted to make sure that we educate all of our kids and small tips on ways that we can save the world.
Mm-hmm. Now, go ahead, Bonnie.
Well, I was just going to say, listen, I think it was perfect that they paired up with you because, you know, you are so such a proponent of books and reading.
Yeah.
And you have the Read with Jenna monthly book club on the Today mm-hmm. Show. Why are books so important to you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm the daughter of a librarian. Mm-hmm. I'm the grandmother. I'm the grandmother. I'm not a grandmother yet. I'm the granddaughter. Two grandmothers who love to read, who read every single day to us, to themselves. Reading was just such a comfort and comfort to both of my grandmothers, one of whom worked in literacy her entire life. So, the reading is a pleasure for me. It's something I love. Reading to my kids is the most magical part of my day. And I also know that books start conversation, not only conversation, but they change people's minds, they create empathy, and then they create action. And that's what I'm hoping this book does. That's why I love Read with Jenna, because I'm told by our book club members, I would never have read that book had you not suggested it. And it made me really think about what it would feel like to, you know, walk in that character's shoes. And that's the whole point, right? Like that books can bring us together and they can create change. And so The Wonderful World of Blue hopefully will do that for kids, you know, and their parents. Because I also love the idea of kids and their parents sitting down together to read, to download this book, to share action plans, and kind of make goals for their own family. But yeah, I mean, reading we know is a catalyst for change. And so it's also something I just really enjoy.
Couldn't agree more with that. I remember like starting in second grade, I would have to read every night for bed and like log it. And to this day, I read every night before bed because it just gives you that sense of calm. And you're right. It does help start conversations. It creates friendships and facilitates kind of community. I love that.
Yeah. And especially living in a time that has been difficult, like through a global pandemic, people have felt more lonely than ever. And so reading also is a comfort, you know, it's company. It provides solace, and the characters become like friends. So I think we've seen that people are reading more than ever. And I think that's because of the time we're living in too.
Completely.
You know, speaking of the importance of books, the time we're living in right now, you know, there's apparently it's been a record year for book banning. And, you know, how do you feel about that? And especially as the daughter of a librarian, to hear about all these books that are being banned.
Yeah, well, I'm not into that. You know, I feel like no book should be banned. We live in America, you know, and I think what teachers and librarians are taught to do is to figure for kids and recommend the books that are right for them. So it makes me so sad to hear that. You know, I believe in intellectual freedom. and making all these beautiful pieces of literature that we want to read. So yeah, I'm, you know, as a daughter of a librarian, but also as my own person and as a former teacher and as a mother, you know, it actually has been a topic of household of conversation in my household. My daughter Mila is quite disturbed with it and wants to like start a protest. And I'm like, yeah, you go girl, because she's a reader just like I am.
Oh, I think that's awesome. Sorry.
She's nine. Yeah.
Oh, she's my nine.
God. She's nine. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's
amazing that she wants to be so proactive, and good for her, because, you know, as you said, books take you into other worlds. They expand your ability to learn about other people and situations that you may not be in, and they create empathy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. That's awesome too, that you're having those conversations in your household and with, you know, your younger kids. You're not like kind of like gatekeeping from them what's going on in the world. I think that's awesome.
And also, I mean, I think that's why this project is so important to me. I think we underestimate the power of kids. 100%. You know, they're incredible. And really, if we set our expectations for our kids to, you know, have interesting conversations, they're in, you know. And my daughter is a huge reader, and when she knows that some of her favorite books are on that banned book list, you know, obviously that's not, she's, well, yeah, I mean, Harry Potter is one of the books that people are banning, and there's many, but she's a big Harry Potter fan.
Yeah.
The Wrinkle in Time was one of my favorite books, and it's on a banned list. The Wrinkle
in Time, no, I love that book, and that's one of hers too.
I mean, wow. These are books that are like The Wrinkle of Time is made into a kid's movie. Like it's just crazy. Well, there are other,
I know. Yeah.
Like other books that I thought were kind of, you know, traditional like favorites of children's literature. Oh, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe has been banned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh, yeah. Terrible. Well, I hope she does a protest. We'll join her.
Yes, definitely. You know, speaking of, you know, your parents, you know, you grew up the daughter like this, you had a very unique experience as the daughter of a president, President George Bush, the granddaughter of another president, and the daughter of First Lady, granddaughter of First Lady. Like what lessons would you think you learned or great advice sort of in general that you got from your parents having lived through the kind of experience that they lived through?
Well, I mean, they weren't the type to really give advice necessarily. I think I just watched them, you know, and my grandparents too. I mean, our kids are always watching us, you know, and I think, for example, when my grandfather passed away, we didn't even know half of what he was doing and for service. Like he had a paid for a child's education in the Philippines because he wrote him a letter, and we had no idea, because there was a humility and sort of a grace to his service. And that's something that I'm really interested in. You know, I feel like we as moms and just as people should do good things, not so that we can shout them from the rooftop, but because it matters. And so that's what I realized, my parents, that they would, you know, but there wasn't a lot of like, now we're going to go do wonderful things. It was like, I just witnessed that. And that's the same thing with reading. I just watched them read every night. So it was something that I did. So modeling kindness and grace is something that I'm all in for, that I believe in.
Mm-hmm. Well, it definitely seems like such a unique experience that you had growing up. And that you got to witness as a first daughter. How would you say that you have passed on those lessons to your kids, obviously through things like this partnership, I think really speak to that.
Well, I mean, I don't, you know, I'm like just living it every day. I'm just raising my kids. But I think, you know, one thing that I do is to read to them every night, you know, and I think that's super important. I've already said that, but like being with them, spending uninterrupted time, putting my cell phone away, like playing, having joyful moments. Those are all things that were easier to do when we were little, because there wasn't technology to sort of get in the way, you know, but that's something that I like to do with them, be outdoors, like in this book. I mean, we're happiest when we're outside as a family. And I think, you know, no matter where you live, that's something that's important to do. In New York City, we're here right now, like there's great parks and walking up and down the West Side Highway and the High Line, like just in nature is something that we try to do as a family because it brings us.
Mm-hmm. Like I can see that on your Instagram. You got wonderful pics of your kids on the beach and kind of out in the woods. And, you know, the other thing about the book and children that I think is so important is that they are, listen, they're going to inherit the earth. And
yeah,
they're going to be like even more feeling the effects if we don't clean up the environment. Mm-hmm. They're going to be the biggest victims. And so to have this book, like showing how they can be part of a solution.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. You know, I mean, they're inheriting this beautiful, beautiful world that has issues, you know? And so if we don't arm them now and at a young age with ways they can make a difference, you know, small things make a huge difference. So I'm really hoping that, you know, and maybe it'll get to some adults too, which is great, you know, as they download it with their kids. Ways, yeah. I mean, because you're right. That's, I think, the most important reason for doing this is that they are going to inherit this beautiful world. And so we want to make sure they're armed with ways to make it, to keep it beautiful, you know?
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Exactly. Now,
Jenna, how can everybody download this book and access it for reading?
Yeah, so go to dawndish.com/book. dawndish.com/book. Yes, I need to write it down myself.
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
dawndish.com/book. Perfect. You know,
thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks so much for coming and
thank you.
It was
so nice to see you and thank you. It was so much fun being with you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And the book's free, everybody. It is free. So
yeah.
Download
it. Sure is. So download it and read it with your kids. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye guys.
Bye.